Our next guest has played over 200 games for the Hawthorn Football Club. He also captained their 1976 Premiership team. He also coached the Hawks to the 78 Premiership and was named as the coach of the Carlton Team of the Century after winning three flags in 1981 and 1982 and then once again in 1995. He continues to be active in the media as well as at AFL Victoria, where he is an ambassador for WorkSafe. And he joins us now via mobile phone. David Parkin, welcome to After the Siren.
Thanks, Vic.
We got that out, mate, in the end.
Yeah. Well, I was captain of 71, not 76. I don't want to disturb you in that way.
But I'll take pardon. Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right. I'll take another one. No one remembers even who you are these days. So when I ran a bloke today, he called me Kevin Sheedy. It really did upset me.
Well, he might have got confused with you both sharing 50 years in football, mate.
Well, yeah, how lucky we are when you think about those things. I played my first game in 1961, and what I'm hanging on, I did a bit of radio last night at what was a very special game, the Hawthorn game last night at the MCG was a terrific contest. You know, people worry about the game and don't like aspects of the game, and I walked away from the MCG about 11 o'clock last night and I thought, you know, here's two great sides of the last, you know, decade and a half probably, who never more than one or two kicks. I think it was a similar, was it 6 points one time? And I think back in round, whatever it was, 10, it was 6 points. I think about that margin. And that had every, it weren't probably the classical high marks that we might see a bit more often, but there are some of those around. But it was just a super contest of a game. I could say it's the most difficult game in the world to play, but we've been spoiled and we've got a season. I see North got up, I think, this afternoon, and I think the top nine were playing the bottom nine, and so far the results, I know the two in the bottom nine have beaten the two in the top nine. So we've been pretty much spoiled. We really have.
Well, you've done it all, as you said, David, with your history, mate. I'm not sure if it was quite funny. You said being described as Kevin Sheedy. That's probably not a bad thing, mate. I'm sure the guy had good intentions. He knew you were a legend of the game, but obviously got a bit tongue-tied.
We weren't great mates. I must admit we had a long and difficult history against each other. He was without doubt, in my time, the most difficult to coach against, and probably has done more as a promoter of our game than any other individual, including the Brassies and the Whittons and people. And we became really good mates in the last decade or so. We spent a lot of time together, shared a lot of things, and we have a lot of laughs over the quite violent competition between he and I and the teams that we were coaching at the time. So, yeah, it's been an interesting history.
Well, what a journey for you personally, David, with just being surrounded with greatness, a great club in Hawthorn, and then John Kennedy Sr. and another great, the late great Peter Crimmins, who, that's where I might have got my wires crossed with 76. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, it's amazing the imprint that Crimmo made on everybody. He's just his wife now is the number one ticket holder at the Hawthorn Football Club, Gwenny Crimmins, and they honour that name to go out. I was in the rooms the other day at Waverley, and his photograph and adorns the southern wall of the place. It's magnificent. So, yeah, to have played with him and shared that journey and the sadness that went with it, but at least his memory is being honoured so well by that club.
Yeah, no, that's so well said. Well, I can recall growing up, David, the Herald Sun All-Stars taking on Hawthorn that following pre-season out at VFL Park. Where
you got a good memory, yeah.
And all the money raised was to go to the Peter Crimmins Foundation, which it was a full house at VFL Park, which the Hawks incidentally got up from memory.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So, that's good. You've got a good history on your side, but it... You know, I was saying somebody yesterday, I know I was at a footy game at lunchtime today out at Croydon. They were having a fundraiser out there. I do a bit of work in the prostate cancer area, and they put on a lovely luncheon. And we're just saying how lucky how lucky we are that not very many ordinary people are sort of attracted to footy. Footy has the footy family wherever you go, and whichever family you happen to be part of. I do a bit of radio, a bit of television with Fox, and spent time at Carlton and Hawthorn and Fitzroy, and with the umpires, and I sit on the AFL research board, and I think all of those are little families within the game, and you find good people who are doing terrific things. Many of them, we were lucky enough to get paid, and that's terrific. But so many people are volunteers within our game at all levels, doing great things, and they become like the Croydon Football Club, where I was at lunchtime today. That becomes the hub of that community, you know, even more so than, say, the church or the school or whatever it happens to be. The netball football clubs, particularly, are sort of the backbone of Victorian society.
It's a really it is a great meeting place. We were just talking previously to a guy called Phil Demetriadis about Tom Wills, the founding father of the game. And I remember Johnny Elliott, who was the president of Carlton. I listened to him. What a fantastic character! Gee, you could write an interesting book on him. I'm tipping David. But
in fact, it has been written. You're right.
So where he said being a smoker, he said, going out for me fags at quarter time and three quarter time huddles, the best thing about AFL, or VFL / AFL, was it's such a great leveller that you got guys in suits and people in their scarves and their beanies, and yet here we are all out huddling in the cold, having a fix in between our quarters. So
as you're well aware now, and everybody that's gone, I've got two granddaughters now who are in fact playing footy. And if you'd said to me that, even 10 years ago, I mean, they do play netball. I went one to a netball final, just come home from one of those today. But the number of women, the luncheon I spoke at today, the room was half full of women, So we're, it's a game which, what's the word, consumes old and young and male and female, all of that. Terrific.
It is. And your thoughts on the AFLW's inaugural season? They just had the almanac released on Thursday night from the inaugural season, David.
Yeah, well, I haven't read that. But I know a few girls who have adopted the game. I was lucky enough on Fox on Thursday night to sit with the two girls who came from the Geelong Footy Club, who were trying to get the team into the AFLW. And they've come from other sports. One was about 16 foot nine. I'll tell you, she was the tallest girl I've ever seen, who's been a wonderful netball player and basketballer.
We love tall
and
women.
We seem to be attracting these girls. And I must admit, I went to the very first one at the carnival. I couldn't believe the crowd that turned up. And whilst the standard is, it reminds me a lot of the old game, where we, one-on-one, and we're seeing the contest between two individuals, and they know the words, they don't quite know the music yet, so we have a few errors, etc., which sort of, what's the word, create a bit more unpredictability, and the game was exciting. And I think what have we got now, another eight clubs, I think it might even be 10 clubs, who are wanting to get on board and be a part of something which I don't think anybody anticipated the interest and the development of this competition in the way that it has. So I think the AFL this time, I think most times they're pretty good. They get criticised a lot, but I think they've done something which is going to be very, very powerful in terms of our game of Australian football in the years ahead.
Or indeed. It's as you said, they've dipped the toe in the pool, as they say, David.
Yep.
And we're just going to have to watch this space as the women's game continues to grab, momentum and becomes more professional and as like the men's, it's developed over a century.
True.
So we're only in early days with the ladies, but very exciting. What about some of the interesting characters in your time? Now, all footy clubs have interesting characters, and no doubt with your time, not only as a player but coaching, is there anyone who stands out like a wow Jones or
Where was an interesting bloke, had a terrific history and had to work so hard to get in. I think there's a famous story when Peter Jones was coaching them at three quarter time, and Peter Jones had quite a difficulty in getting the words out. He had quite a stutter, And he gave it to Wow, and he says, no, about you, Wow. He said, can you possibly, after they bounced the ball, get back in the back line and help me, mate? He said, easy for you to say that, Bruce. So Wow had a sense of humour that very, very few of those. I mean, and the capacities, you know, in the heat of the game, it's, I don't think I laughed too much when I was playing or coaching, but... there are a few blokes like Wow. He's a classical one, Wow Jones, and they come together very often. I've had the launch of, I think, a book called Larrikins and Legends a couple of weeks ago, and I was amazed to go there and find that group is still really, really, what's the word, great mates. You know, they. I know, and you know as well as anybody, that the fraternity of football probably is based around premierships. And the difficulty is that if you don't play in a premiership, you probably don't have the same bond as people who do. You know, I've had blokes who played a lot of footy together, but they don't share a flag, so they don't come together. I've had such a privilege with initially my mates at Hawthorn, and then with those three teams at Carlton, and they're so bound up in each other. And when Wayne Harms had a heart attack probably a month ago now. You know, when I go there, there's eight blokes in the room to see him. Eight of his teammates have all bobbed up. And I thought, well, I'm not sure whether that would have happened had they been a group that had played footy together without having achieved the success which those blokes did, obviously, in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah, no, that what a powerful club. Well, I'm a Richmond supporter, David, so... I've got to say, mate, since the 82 grand final, I was talking to David Cloak.
Yes.
And an incident took place in the third quarter, which was famous. And he seems to think that the lady who came out, Helen D'Amico, without any clothes on, and he said, unfortunately, the Tigers lost their concentration and couldn't get back. But in all seriousness...
We set her out. We get blamed for doing that, though. We round her up and sent her out just to put them off.
Yeah, well, I've seen that game many times since, mate. Unfortunately, the result hasn't changed for me being a Richmond supporter or all us frustrated Richmond supporters, mate. But we spoke with Peter Bozzusto last year for the reunion for 35 years. And he said, before that game... you, as the coach, was extremely concerned because he said we had nine blokes in the medical room and we had another group trying to get motivated together. And clearly, he just said the result was not negotiable. And when you talk about being thick, watching that game, they all were bulletproof that particular day, mate, because you weren't favourites because Richmond had beaten Carlton pretty easy in the second semi out at Waverley because I was there that day. And Richmond certainly had your measure. And 2 weeks later, the Dominator came in and I thought he was extremely unlucky to not have been awarded the Norm Smith Medal for his impact, particularly in the first five minutes of those three goals that he was directly involved in, which was...
I had dinner with him last Saturday night, a week ago, and he told me exactly the same thing. He reckoned he was robbed of the medal.
Well, that was the difference, wasn't it? The first 5 minutes of the game was 18 points and the game ebbed and flowed and the end result was the same. So
absolutely.
It was a fantastic grand final, one of many for you, mate. As I said, you've been very successful.
I've been lucky. You can be in the right place. In fact, I grew up next to Graham Richmond. Graham and Jan Richmond were our next-door neighbours in Hawthorn. So I had the great fortune of knowing the Richmond history and taking a real interest through Graham and Caroline Wilson's dad, who Caroline seemed to be there all the time as kids growing up. So we had a close working relationship with the Richmond Football Club. And it was a fantastic rivalry, as you know well, well before I got there, but the games they played, probably a couple of the best grand finals ever played that you would have watched and been a part of, were those between Carlton and Richmond.
Oh, well, 69, 70, 72, 73, 74. You look back in the history, I think there was, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74. So there were seven flags in 8 years shared between Richmond and Carlton. So definitely, the glory days for both those clubs.
Yeah, and I think your Tigers are on the way again. I think they're starting to play really committed football for each other. And I think given a reasonable run with injuries, and they're sort of suffering a bit with injuries at the moment, but I worry the hell out of anybody if they get there.
Well, there you go, which leads us to Edenhope, which was mentioned while we were talking about Tom Wills, David.
Yes,
and
yes.
You're off to Eden Hope tomorrow, mate, as an ambassador for WorkSafe.
I am, and I've been doing that for a long time, you know, and I make the point about Australian football and netball really on the basis of what I find in the country. I was at the Daylesford game maybe a week ago.
With Michelle McMahon and Boomer Harvey.
And I love them. I never hesitate to go, and my family think I'm crazy, but it's that rural regional part of Victoria, which we always go to. That's where the games are held. And I meet people all the time that I've got some connection with. We went family farm just out of Ararat, a little place called Armstrong, and one at Lee and Gath. And unfortunately, both those farms now have gone out of the family. But you get into those areas and you find your relations, you find players who come down and played in the Big Smoke and who are coaching there, and... It's always a great, meeting time and discussion of the history of the game. And as you well know, they're pretty special days when the netball and the football get together.
Oh, they are. And as you said, the backbone of every community, David. Yep. And you're going down there to promote WorkSafe on the country farms, mate. So,
it's sad with the number of, you know, WorkSafe incidents. And when you see the percentage, like 30-odd% of those are on farms, and I think I spent a lot of time, and I've worked as a kid doing my holiday jobs on, and I think we weren't well educated. It's a bit like road trauma and all that sort of thing. We just weren't well educated, and I think that we're now taking a bit of responsibility, particularly men, in asking the question about, are we doing the right thing here? Are we driving around with kids on equipment and doing all that sort of stuff? It's a timely reminder that it is a workplace which produces an enormous number of incidents and accidents where people are maimed and hurt and lose their lives. So I'm very proud to be a WorkSafe ambassador and trying to hit home and make sure that people do consider what they're doing and what the family are doing around them and the people they employ. So it's been a wonderful, as you well know, sponsorship, which is, I think, 15 or 16 years old. And probably the longest serving sporting sponsorship that we've had has been WorkSafe. Their work's been terrific. We meet the inspectors and they put on a terrific lunch and play for the cup and awareness. And I think that's a great thing.
It is indeed. And that's really well said, David. And you're heading up there with the number four for the Blues, mate. Bryce Gibbs is joining you tomorrow as another ambassador to help promote WorkSafe.
And that's lovely because I'm great mates with Shane O'Sullivan, and young Gibbsy was their adopted son for a long period of time, and we share family relationships. So he and his old man, I played state football against Gibbsy's old man, who could really play, a little back pocket player like me, and to be spending some time, I was so pleased to see that he was putting his hand up. It's a fair commitment. It's a ride on the plane down and ride back, so he's got to give up a day, and he's a great kid. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with him as well.
Well, it's been fantastic to have you making time out of your busy schedule, Dave. You are an extremely busy man, as you said, with Foxtel and the ABC calling games and everything that you've done, mate. Hawthorn Hall of Fame, AFL Hall of Fame, an Order of Australia, Sport Australia Hall of Fame, Australian A Ambassador, an Ambassador for Cancer, AFL Victoria WorkSafe Ambassador and Legend of the Game, mate, 50 years in the AFL. Congratulations on a wonderful career and thanks for joining us on After the Siren today, David.
Really, really appreciate you having me on board. Thanks very much, Dick.
Good on you, mate.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks, David.
See you.